Okay, praise God. God is good all the time. Thank you, Lord. All right, well, I want us to just take a moment, fix our eyes upon the Lord. Remember that there is a King above all kings and a Lord above all lords. And there is a kingdom without end, a kingdom, an everlasting kingdom. In the midst of everything that goes on in the world, let us be reminded that God's kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and of His reign there shall be no end. Maybe some battles, but we know who wins the war. The title of the message today is We Are in the Army Now. We are in the army now. And I feel like the Lord just wants to remind us that we are soldiers, not necessarily fleshly soldiers. Some may have that occupation, but all of us as believers are to be in the army of God. And so I want to remind us, I feel like the Lord wants to remind us in this season that we are soldiers. Now, maybe we say, well, I don't really feel like it, or I don't really know exactly. But let me just pronounce over us this reality. As I was asking the Lord what to share, a scripture came to mind. Actually, I felt the Lord say, just read 2 Timothy chapter 2. And I started reading through, and I got to verse 3, and I just sensed the Holy Spirit highlight and say, just pause. Don't go any farther. Just dig into this one verse. And I was like, well, that's a pretty short verse. What is there to say about that? But let's read it. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 3. It says, take your share of suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Take your share of suffering as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. I want to pull out three parts of this verse. It says what? Take your share of suffering. And then a good soldier. And then of Christ Jesus. Don't be surprised as we walk with the Lord that there will be some suffering along the way. And don't forget that we're soldiers. In the army, there's expectation that there's going to be some suffering along the way. And then we also have to remember who we're following. It says soldiers of Christ Jesus. So let's talk about this a little bit more. It says, good soldier. You look up that word, good. Means lovely, beautiful, praiseworthy, attractive, good. This soldier of the cross, the soldier of Christ, that is coming against the principalities, the powers of the air. We don't have to turn there, but Ephesians 6 reminds us that our warfare as believers is not against flesh and blood. Again, some may have an earthly occupation of a soldier, But at large within the body of Christ, to be a soldier is not to be one of flesh and blood. But we have a sword of the Spirit. We have the shield of faith. You can read about those things in Ephesians 6, and I'm not here to talk about that in detail today. I just feel like the Lord just wants to remind us that we are soldiers. That there is a battle. And we should not be surprised with suffering. And we need to remember that we are following Christ Jesus. So that we would be these beautiful, lovely, attractive soldiers. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control. You know, all these fruits of the Spirit that are so beautiful and attractive. You may not think of that in regards to a soldier. Say, well, you know, I'm going to be a manly soldier. Well, it's not about being manly or womanly. But what is it that is attractive to God? But the fruit of the Spirit. And with that also the boldness to stand firm. To stand strong. To stand for righteousness and justice and holiness. To not be swayed back and forth by the ways of the world. Say, you know what, regardless of what the world does, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Take that stand. And when we take that stand, don't be surprised when they're suffering. It says our share of suffering, that we would share in the sufferings of Christ. As we walk with Him, don't be surprised. Jesus said, if they did it to Him, they'll do it to us. If we're walking with the Lord, don't be surprised when people rise up against us or the enemy in the Spirit rises up against us. Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 4. Starting with verse 12. It says, dear friends, do not be astonished or surprised that a trial by fire is occurring among you as though something strange were happening to you. So don't be surprised as we are following Christ. Don't be surprised when suffering or opposition comes up against us. Don't be surprised as if something strange were happening to you. It says, but rejoice in the degree that you shared in the sufferings of Christ. It's actually an opportunity to share in the sufferings of Christ. So that when His glory is revealed, you may also rejoice and be glad. Again, this looking forward, this eternal perspective, realizing that there is a cost at the moment, but the result, the prize, the goal is worth it. It says, if you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed because the Spirit of glory, who is the Spirit of God, rests on you. So as we walk, as Christ walked, as we flow with the Holy Spirit, don't be surprised when some may insult you. When they see you going in a way that is so contrary to the ways of the world. When we are not living for what the world lives for. When we're not doing all the same things that the world does. When we walk a holy life that is set apart for God, when what we have no longer is our own, but belongs to Him, to be used for Him and for His kingdom. When we walk in righteousness and justice, don't be surprised when the world has some issues with that. So it says, you're blessed when you're insulted for the name of Christ, but, verse 15, it says, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or a criminal or as a troublemaker. So just any suffering isn't necessarily sufferings of Christ. Don't just go out and be a jerk and be like, oh, I'm suffering. Yeah, great. Sharing in the sufferings of Christ. No. It's the sufferings that result from our walk with God that are blessed. Scripture says, blessed are the persecuted. Scripture says that those who desire to live godly will be persecuted. That can kind of be an expectation. Don't be surprised by it. There is a war going on. Will we stand up and fight? Again, not a carnal warfare that we're talking about, but a spiritual war. So back to 2 Timothy 2, verse 3. That we would share in the sufferings as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Let us keep our focus, let us keep our attention upon Christ Jesus. There's a lot of things that can rise up in our faces and go on in the world, and it can be easy to get our eyes off of Christ Jesus. But even in the midst of tragedy or in the midst of shaking or in the midst of insults, may we not get our attention focused upon someone else. But let us remember that we are soldiers of Christ Jesus. That Jesus is the King of Kings. He's the commander. See, with an army, there's got to be a commander. There's got to be somebody in charge. And His name is Christ Jesus. Will we follow Him? Will we proclaim the truth? I want to, I'm not sure if I'm finishing up or not, but we'll see. I want to share just a little portion of an encounter I had. This was back in close to the end of 2015. And I've shared it a few times in my messages over the years, but I want to share it again in the context of this message. And in this encounter, it was like I was in the front of the sanctuary, the Life Center, and I was looking out at you all. And as I was there, it was suddenly Jesus appeared beside me, and He was in the form of this strong, majestic lion. And He and I slowly walked across the front of the sanctuary. And as we looked out over the congregation, I sensed it was as if Jesus was reviewing His troops, His military troops, spiritual military troops. And I looked out and I saw you. I saw you who I know, at least outwardly. And something rose up in me. And with disappointment in my voice, I told Jesus, it doesn't look like much. Be careful how we see. Immediately when I had that response that it didn't look like much, as I looked at us, Immediately Jesus turned and he looked me in the eyes, and his eyes were soft and compassionate, but they were very stern at the same time. And he responded, "You need to see them like I do. I choose the weak to show my strength." And when he said that, suddenly my perspective changed and I looked at us again and I said, "Jesus, I see an army." I don't know how you see yourselves. Maybe you look and you think, "Man, I'm weak, you know. Okay, yeah, great. You call me a soldier, but you know, I'm struggling with this or I'm struggling with that, or I've got this issue in my face or this going on or whatever." And may I bless your spirit today with the reminder that you are soldiers of Christ Jesus. That's who you are called to be. We are called to be soldiers of Christ Jesus. We need to say, "Be it unto us, O Lord, according to your word." It's not because of our own strength. No, in fact, what did he say? He chooses the weak things to show his strength. It's ours to agree with what God has said. His strength is made known in our weakness. I'm just praying today, Father, would you strengthen each one of us within with the reality of who we are, of who you have made us to be. Give us eyes to see as you see. Just in the natural, as I'm pausing for a moment here, in the natural, I'm wanting to kind of give some practical things and say, "Okay, well, you know, you should do this or that." But I just sense the Holy Spirit saying, "No, that's not what this is about. This isn't a practical how-to. This is a reminder. This is a proclamation that you are soldiers of Christ Jesus. Don't be surprised and don't be derailed by opposition, by suffering, by those who rise up and make fun or insult us because of the name of Jesus Christ. Again, not because we're being jerks, but as we follow Christ. May God strengthen you in this hour to stand fast, to stand firm, to proclaim the truth. That we would come into agreement with what God says about who we are. The enemy came and tempted Jesus. "If you are the Son of God." And Jesus said, "Oh," he didn't fall for the trap. He knew who he was, and he knew why he was here. Again, in my own flesh, I'm wanting to give some practical input, but I'm not going to. We are in the army now. You are soldiers of Christ Jesus. May I simply proclaim this word over us. We are soldiers of Christ Jesus. We are soldiers of Christ Jesus. We are soldiers of Christ Jesus. God has not given us the spirit of timidity, power of mind, the sound mind. We are not those who quiver and shrink back, but those who lock eyes on the King and follow Him where He goes. We are those who rejoice in the midst of adversity. We sing in the midst of the fire. We proclaim God's goodness in the midst of the flood. Because we know who we serve. And we know He is good. Stand fast in His love. Stand fast in who He is. We are soldiers of Jesus Christ. God bless you. May we know Him more with every passing day. May we remember that we serve the King of the kingdom, that is an eternal kingdom without end. It's a kingdom that has begun, and a kingdom that will not end. Fear not, stand fast, and see what God will do. Amen.